2 Tango Mobile. Uniform 2 Tango NY4G. Oh, hello, Ariel. W2T Mobile. Wondering if you could hear me on Simplex 146.52. Well, let me hang on a second. Let me switch my other channel over to there and see. Stand by a second, and I'll tell you when I get there. On 52. Tango, no joy, Rusty, but thanks for trying. Tango. Hey. Mobile.
W2T0TR Mobile. I told you quiet down, that was my frequency. That really surprised me when you come on there.
Well, Ariel had called me on here and asked me to call him on that one, and I was trying to, and all I got was some interference from somebody.
Was that at the same time that I just come in and I hadn't heard one word?
On here and on this frequency and asked me if I could try, and I said I would. I had to switch over, and then I told him on here that I was over there, and then I had to try it. I forgot to turn it up, and then when I did, all I heard, I guess what I was hearing was you, not him.
That's just freaky because I just got out of the shower maybe, 10 minutes ago, and I just walked in here and sat down and was writing a note, and I thought, well, I'll give Ariel a call again, just see if he's still there. So sorry about that. Anyways, did you get reaffirmed tonight?
Reinstall me as secretary for another year. I guess they're going to put up with me for at least another year. I'll put up with them, let's put it that way.
I don't know if I told you or not, but when Ariel and I was talking on that winter field day earlier, N4IQ come in there, and he says, I forget how he come in, but it was so odd, about like what this just happened, you know? And what are you guys doing up here or something? I don't remember what he said, but and it was N4IQ. So that was really neat, and we talked to him for a little bit.
Called in there, and all he said he'd come in there. And everything, but well, that's good. I don't know how Ariel's doing, but let's see, it ends at 1. I forgot what time it ends. I think it's 24 hours like the other one was, so he's got more time to make contacts. And all I know, the South Carolina CUSO party will end at 1:59:59 Zulu tonight, so that'll be ending soon.
Get that one. Well, they've been up there in a tent all day. I do not envy them whatsoever. And they just come over the National Emergency Network there and said that Greenwood was under a, in, what was the other place? Anyway, someplace else that I wasn't familiar with, but I'd heard the name, were under a severe thunderstorm watch. I just come in here and sit down. I was going to look at the radar, and I just flipped over there. I mean, it's like in memory 41 on this radio, so I tuned it back over there and hollered and then heard you. Well, I'm glad you got reappointed there. And I had fun with it a little bit. I don't really participate in it. I just try to give them the, they get extra points or something for certain areas, you know, bonus points.
Older bands and all, like on 2 meter simplex, you get some a little extra there, so, and all that's good. Anyway, well, on 60s Gold on Sirius XM, they got Tommy Rowe singing Sheila from 1962 right now, and all they had Peter Noon on there emceeing the show a while ago on there. He does it on Saturday night, so. You know, they get a lot of these singers from our area that are now hosting shows on Sirius XM. Go figure.
Bless them. They're still alive, anyways. I have programmed in on mine 60s, 70s. And the kids listen to that now and then if they're home. And the 50s. and we listened to the 60s and the 50s and Willie's Roadhouse. And that's about 99%. And then I got some bluegrass music on there, and then some orchestra music on there, and then some easy listening. And we enjoy it, even though we don't travel that much, but it's sure nice.
Yeah, well, I've got 50s and 60s and 70s were already programmed. I had 50s and 60s. 70s was already programmed on this radio, and all for whoever had the car before me. And a few other things. I added a couple. I added a couple of the Christmas channels that sing, so, that work. So, you know, and it's good to hear those. And good to listen to those from time to time. So I listen to them when I'm on the road. That's when I listen to it mostly.
And they lowered their price. It comes to about $100 a year now. One time I got it for $79, but it went back up from that a little bit. But they auto-renew it now, and they don't try to screw me around and gouge you for a couple $100, or I'll cancel it. And they know it, so they just stopped doing that. And they give me a notice way ahead of time, which they always did. But some exorbitant price, and I'd call them and work them down to more my level. But it's a nice thing to have. Well, I see another line of storms that's way out over towards the west side of Georgia. But it's strong thunderstorms over there. They may dissipate. I don't know if they're going to affect us. But from what I see on WIFF4 right now, presently, it looks like the rain's about over with, Rusty. We've had 1.79 inches.
Being over with, I don't know how much is in my gauge. I'll find out when I get home and check it out and look at it and all before when I go in the house. And you know, this is South Carolina Carolina weather in the wintertime. You know, you deal with what is there.
Yeah, fine business on that, that's the truth. But, it was so dry there earlier this year that I'm thankful for the rain. But, when it rains, it pours. But I don't know if Ariel appreciated it or not. I told him instead of a tent, he should build an ark for this field day.
Mark, NY4G. We felt we needed to build arcs to some of the sites we were at. And build boats to be able to float across the area where we were set up, so that you know, we could get in and out, because it rained so hard and built up, and then we ended up with puddles or small lakes all over the place, you know.
Hi, Ariel. I didn't know if you appreciated that remark or not. Are you in the dry now, buddy? NY4G and 0TR.
Not up NY4G, but there's another band that's coming up from the south.
Don't see it here on this Doppler radar, really. It looks like it's going to go east of us, but I could be wrong. But there is another band of it down there around Atlanta and that. I just haven't put the layers on there to show me which direction it's heading. Well, I'm just glad you guys are safe. How'd you do overall?
I was wondering if we could try ground wave 10 meters on CW and phone, and maybe even 15. If 10 would work, maybe 15 would work too.
Oh, sure. I've got to go downstairs. I'll be glad to. I've had the radio on hook, but I don't see any danger right now. Go ahead, Rusty, and I'll run downstairs, and then I'll turn on the VHF also in Gerald too.
Okay. Too bad I couldn't get with you a while ago. I tried. I switched over to 5.2, and the only thing I heard was some interference from some old man that came in there, Ariel.
Somebody trying to break the squelch, and I figured it was either you or Tom.
When he finally got in there, it was a little bit rough, because I was sitting under a traffic light at that moment, so You know what that does to trying to work on 2 meters?
Let's get back on 610 to thank you for trying.
But tried 5-2 and then I went back to 610 and there I found Tom on 610 too.
Tom's going downstairs.
Yeah, I'm hooking up in Gerald Yard.
Yeah, he's going down there and everything, so, you know, I'll get inside and see what's going on, see if I'm going to turn on the HF rig. I left it on earlier. I don't know whether it's probably still on. I don't know what band it's on, but I was on 20 meters earlier today trying to do some RIDI and some PSK. Anyway, I'll leave it with you and Tom because I'm about to the house, and I need to get inside and see if I can do it without getting soaked. I'll talk to you later, Ariel. Good luck. And Y4G to take it, W2T73.
73's Rusty. Stay dry and stay safe on the road.
And Gerald TR, I'm hot and ready to go here. How are we going to do this?
Let's see. Can you get on 28062?
My last.
28.062 megahertz.
I'll holler back here when I get there. Give me a second. Okay, here we go. I got to get one earphone off of my head here. All right. You want me to give it a try?
I heard you tuning up, and I heard you put on the DEST.
Oh, you're good. I like that new HF Auto Palstar. It works good, but it takes just a little longer than my 998 did, the MFJ one. But they worked okay, but I like this one better. All right. You want me to call you then? Coming up in Gerald TR.